Today we're going to speak about Yesoidus de Kashala, which is, if Chas V'Shulam, a person does an Aveira, for which he would be Mechiev in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, to bring a Korban Chatos, a Korban Usham, or whatever it should be, do you have to write down now, Bizman HaZeh, that you've got a Chiev to bring this Korban Le'usid Luvoy? We have a Gemura, a famous Gemura, Masechta Shabbos and Daf Yid Beis. The Gemura says, Lo Yikra Le'oy Haneh. You're not allowed on Shabbos to learn, to read by candlelight. Shema Yata, perhaps you will by mistake, you'll adjust the light and make the light bigger. Says the Gemura, Maaseh Shehoya, that it once happened, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, he said, Ani Ekra V'loy Ata. I'm not worried, I'm not going to forget Shabbos. I'll learn and I won't, by mistake, make the light bigger. Says the Gemura, Reb Nusan Oymer, Kura V'hita. He did. He was learning Shabbos, Reb Shmuel ben Elisha, and by mistake, he forgot, and he turned up the light. V'kusav al pinkusoy. And he wrote down, Ani Yishmuel ben Elisha, Korisi V'hitisi ne'er b'Shabbos. He wrote down, this is what I did wrong. L'cheshiyebuna beis hamikdash, uvi chatos shemena. When the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt, I have got a chiev to bring a korban chatos. A chatos shemena. This is a gemura, mesech de Shabbos, in daf yid beis. We have a second gemura, in mesech de Yima, in daf pei omad aleph. Omer Rebeluza, ha'oichel chaylev bizman hazeh, again, b'shoigig, he by mistake, he ate chaylev, surach sheyichtav loy shia. He needs to write down the size, the amount of chaylev which he ate. Says Rashi, shema yibuna beis hamigdash b'yomov, v'yischadish bezdin v'tischadish ha'halucha, because one needs to know lusad luvoy, will the shiirim change? We know today there's a machloikas, Chazonishe, Reb Chaim Noeshe. So writes Rashi, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, there'll be Bezdin, could be the halacha will change. So you need to know, how much did you eat to know what will be Le'usid Lovoy. The B'nai Yisoscha, in the Sefer Derech Pikidecho, that's on the Sefer Seder HaMitzvos, quotes these two Gemuras. And he says, Nirali lechoiv gomer. Very strong words. It would appear to me this is a choiv gomer. Misha overchas v'shulam eiza avera, mechiev lichtoiv al pinkusoi. He's got a chiev to write down, kazois v'kazois osisi. Elechashir buna beis hamigdash, orvi korban ploini hamechiev. Says B'nai Yisoscha, a raya from these two gemuras, and he carries on. Nirali de chiyev hi hadova medina de gemura, that you have to write this down. Choiva hi al haudam lichtoiv al pinkusoi mida omri tzurich shiichtoiv. The lushna gemura mesechtes yim is somebody who ate chayle b'smanze tzurich shiichtoiv melushan tzurich mashma de choiva hi. So we got here, the B'nai Yisoscha writes very clearly, it's a choiv on every person if by mistake he was over Aveira, for which he has a chiv to bring a korban, he has to write it down, Bizman Hazeh. And actually, it's a toisus. Toisus in Masechta Shavuos, in Daf Chavov Amud Aleph. There's a sigya there in the Gemara about somebody who made a Shavuos ba'oinus. Says the Gemara, that there were two Amiruim, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, and they were having a dispute between them. What did Rav say in the Shir? One of them said, Rav said this and this. This was what he said. And the other Amiru said, no, that's not what Rav said. You got it wrong. He said something else. So they both made the Shvia. Each one made the Shvia. Ma Omer Shvia said the Hochiyam Rav. Ich mach a Shvia. This is what Rav said. And the other one said, Ich mach a Shvia. That Rav said something different. They came in front of Rav, and Rav said, yeah, one of you was right, the other wasn't right. So the one that wasn't right said to Rav, Va'anu b'shikra ishtavoy. Does that mean I made a shviya sheker? person makes a Shvi'a Shek, he has to bring a korban. Or Malay, no, Libcha Omschel. This is considered an oinus. You only need to bring a korban for Shvi'as Sheker. A Shvi'as oinus, you don't need to bring a korban. This is the Gemara. Writes the Tosfos. Nira de lav le miftere mi korban gredik oma. When Rav told him this is not a shvir shoyge because you were an oinus, he wasn't just merely speaking about that he's puter from a korban. Shelo yitz tarech lichtoy val pinkusoy she yuvi chato shemeina lech shibuna beis migdash. Well, Rav was telling him it was your oinus, and therefore you don't need to write down that lo sid lova, you're going to have to bring a korban chatos. El afile oinus nameleke. There's no oinus either. You see again, very clearly from the words of Tosfos, Rav told him you were oinus, and therefore you don't need to write down on a pinkus, says Tosfos. I see from Tosfos that if a person wasn't an oinus, and he made the shvi'ah b'shoigeg, he'd have to write down that he's got a chiv to bring a korban, lusid lovoi. And Azoi Shrap, the Shlu HaKudosh. The Shlu HaKudosh writes these words. Bim yizdamim le'udam b'shoigeg, eizachet shechayv ulov korban, Yeshem oisoi bepinkusoi lezikurin. Should write it down. Be'ila yizke lebinyin beis hamigdish v'oz yuvi korban. V'chei motzini b'Rabbi Shmuel ben Ablisha. In Shivas Yad Eliyui, Simen Choftes, fin Rabbi Eliyui fin Lublin, he was one of the great poskim some 300 years ago. He was asked, is the words of the Shlu HaKudosh a midas chasidus lefnim mashir sadin? Or is this a halucha? And he writes the Chivas Yad Eliyui, Hadin Din Emes, V'tzurich kal udam mitzad Hadin la'asos kein. Very strong words. This is a klura halucha. Everybody is mechiev if he did an aver b'shoigig for which there is a korban. He has to write it down. The words of the Chivas Yad Eliyui are brought lahalucha in the Shari Chiva in Hilchas Yemen Eruim in Simon Tufresh Gimel Siv Kutan Aleph. Kusa biyad Eliyui, Masha Kusa Bashlu Mishus Aveyat Tuch Shiyichtev Laasmoy Shishug Vachayv Chatos. And he brings it. And as I state Dalton in the Kaf HaChaim. The Sfas Emes in his parish on Masechtas Yemen Daf Pei, where the Moses says if you ate Chalev, you have to write down how much you ate. Mikan Mashma. And So just to summarize again, the shala was, if a person is nichshul chas v'shul navera, for which there is an korban, does he have to write down, has he got a chiv to write down, that he should keep it with him, so that when Mashiach will come, the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, he'll know what he has to bring. Right, it's a choiv gomer medina de gemura. Got a clear of toises and mesechta shvius. You have to write down. You got the shlu hakudish. You got the chivas yad eliyui. It's a din emes brought in sharet shiva, brought in karach v'chaim and a sfas emes. Very starke mara mekoymes. But for some reason, we don't see many people seeming to do so. So we need to know, why not? And are there chalkim? Is a different opinion. Every morning, after Birchas HaShachar, we say Parshas HaKabunas. And we say, Yehi Rutzoin Milfonecho, Shtei Amira Zi Chashiva Imikibelez, Imritz Lifonecho, Ki'ili Hikravni, Korban Tomid, B'moy Adoi, Ivemekoimoi, Ikehel Chusoi. And the Tor in Simen Memches and the Beis Yosef in Simen Aleph say that then the Makor for Amir's Pashas HaKabunas every day is from a Gemura in Masechtas Tanis in Daf Chov Zayin Umabeis, where the Gemura tells us, as Avraham Avinu asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, what's going to be with Klal Yisrael in the time of the Gulas? Said Avraham Avinu, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if a Yid does an Aveira, Tinach b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam, a yid can bring a korban and he gets a kapura. Aber b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam, mata hey aleihem, how are yidin going to have a kapura? Or maloi, Rabbi Shem said to Avraham Avinu, kvati kanti lahem seide karbunos. I was masakin a seide of saying the karbunos. B'zman shekoyrim behen, and when yidin will say the pashas hakarbunos, male ani aleihem. And now come the important words. Vani moichel lahem al kol avoinoi sehem. Says Rabbi Nishloilam, this man should be Samigdash Hoyakayam, a yid brings karbunos. This man should aim be Samigdash Kayam. We don't need to bring kabunas. You just say the parshas hakabunas. And malan yelem ki'ili krivim lefunai. Vani moich lehem, al kol avoinoi sehem. So oy bazoi, we don't need to say, we don't need to bring karbunas lusad lovoi. We just say the karbunas nowadays. However, if this is so, we need to understand. So why did Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, why did he write down on his pinkus that chshibun besamigdash? Orvik Chatos Shemena, he should just have said Parshas HaKabunas. So we find that the Bedich of Eruv Zechisa Yugnaleini asks this question in Kedishas Levi on his parish on Peka Uvis Perik Beis Mishnah Ches, and he writes as follows: Lechoira, we got another question. We know that a person does teshiva. When a person does teshiva, teshiva's machaper on all averus. So if a person was nichshel, and let's say he by mistake, he adjusted the light on Shabbos, and he does tshiva, and I'm sure Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha did tshiva, the highest level of tshiva, which is tshiva is possible, so tshiva is machapa. So if tshiva is machapa, why did he write down on Pikusa that he still got a chiv to bring a korban chatos? So writes the B'ditshiva of these words, Bavadai, Uvoin asher chayuvim ulav korban, lo yechipa lehimuchos b'tshiva mikoil v'koil ad kitzei hu achrein. A chiddush. It can't be, says the B'ditshiva, that tshiva works to totally be mevatel the pegam haveira 100%. Vadai shemechachi lehorvi karbunoi ulav bebinyin ha'usid. This is what we find. That Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, I have to bring Kol Mechatos. Harei sheloi niskaradate b'tshiva levad. Shebeli sufik mimasa sheguga zi. Valze shov mimasa sheguga. Avadas, beli sufik zil. Avadas, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha did tshiva. So why did he still need the Kol Mechatos? It looks like, although Avada, the Shiva's Mechapa, it wipes away the Veira, but it's not 100% a Chiddush, and he still needs that Kapura of Le'usad Lovoi to bring a Korban. Fitos the Bedicheruv, Va'alze Yiduvi Kol Hadeviim. And Vegan Dem Leide Dafman Asach Krechsen, as Bisman Agulis, we can't totally wipe the slate clean. We've got to wait. Le'usad Lovoi will bring the Karbunas, and then it will be 100% clean. And the Yesod of the B'dit Shiruv is actually in Rabbeinu Yoina, in Shari Tshiva, in Shad Dalet, Ois Yid Dalet, where he speaks about Tshiva, that one has to do Tshiva, and he says, Kashiyav Udam Al Krisas Val Mises Bezdem B'Shoigig, a person did an Aveira, for which there would be Chayv Mises Bezdin or Krisus, and he did it b'shoigig. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, he has to do tshiva, levakish tachaninim, laslicha, and so on. V'yechushiv loy ke'ile hikriv chatos. And doing tshiva is as if he brought a korban chatos, rutzoloima, which means to say, ki yoyel harbe bedover. This helps a lot. V'yiskape loy me'en Kapuras Chatos, and this is a me'en from Kapuras Chatos. Don't say it's Kapuras Chatos, it's only a me'en. Asif in Rabbeinu Yoina, the Zelbe Yesod, like the B'ditcher of said, that when a person does Shiva, He says it's Yoel Harbe. It helps a lot. A lot means a lot, but not 100%. And the Kapura is only a Me'en Kapus, but it's not Chatos. So therefore we understand Losed Lovoi will still need to bring a Korban Chatos. Yeah.
The ditch of also what you just quoted, the Rebellion, not talking about saying, they're just talking about
Tshuva.
Tshuva.
Yeah.
It's not a contradiction. In other words, you could still say that because they haven't talked about saying the Korbanos.
Yeah, he hasn't spoken about, but we understand that it'll be the same thing. We have the Gemara that says that if you say Kabunas, it's Ke'ili hi krivim lefunai. But just like we understand that Shiva doesn't wipe it 100% clean, it helps a lot, but not 100%. In the same vein, we'll understand that saying the Kabunas will help a lot, but will not totally wipe the slate clean. And this is what the B'nai Yisoscha writes. We also today, in the Misif, Tfilis Misif of Rosh Chodesh, Ves Misif Yoim Hazeh Nase V'Nakel Lefanecha. And we say the same Lushan on Shabbos, Ves Misif Yoim HaShabbos Hazeh. Writes the B'nai Yisoscha, what's the word Hazeh? Why are we saying Hazeh? So he quotes from the Ramami Panoi, that when Mashiach will come, we are going to need to be mashlim, says the Ramami Panoi, all the karbonos which we should have offered Bizman Hagulas. So let's say, for example, every Shabbos is a Korban Misa from Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh is a Korban Misa from Rosh Chodesh. When Mashiach is going to come, we're going to offer all the karbonos from the thousands of years of Gulas, which we should have offered and we never offered them up. Included in that is we're saying, we're standing now, today's Rosh Chodesh. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So we say, V'smisif Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. The Rosh Chodesh from Hazeh from today, which we haven't brought. We're going to have to bring it le'usid lovoi. So says now the B'nai Sosa these words, but we've got a klal in the Shalma Purim Sefoseini that tefillah is bimkoim the karbonos. So why do we need to be mashlem le'usid lovoi the korban misif from today's Rosh Chodesh if we've davened tefillah's misif of Rosh Chodesh? If I've davened tefillah's misif of Rosh Chodesh, so Neshalma Purim Sefer Seini. So why do we still need Lusid Lovoi to bring a Korban Misif? So Zuktech B'nai Yisoscha, Hagam Shevtiach Hashem Yisbuch Neshalma Purim Sefer Seini. And he told Avrum Avini, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, the Amiris HaKarbunas, Iske Ilehi Krim Lefunai. Says the B'nai Yisoscha, Abba, it's not the same. Ava Kashiyya Choylis B'yadeini Lehakriv Nistach Lehakriv Kol HaKabunas, says the B'nai Soschon. I've got a raya from Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. V'hine b'vada, zuk the B'nai Soschon. Avada, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, when this happened, he lined for himself Parshas Chatos. He lined Parshas Chatos. So if he lined Parshas Chatos, the Gemur tells us, that's what Avrum Avini promised Avrum Avini. So if he lined Parshas Chatos, so why did he have to still write down that he's going to bring a Korban Chatos? Afa pikein lo yutsa beze legamre lechshibun beis hamigdash yitztarach lehovi. So we see here very clearly, which fits in again with what we brought beforehand from the Toisus and the Shloach Kodesh and Shad Shiva, that there's a chiv to bring a korb to write down, and or we can say Parshas HaKabunas. We can do tshiva, but it doesn't help 100%. We still need Losed Lovoi to bring karbonos. And as I shrapped the Ben Ishchai in his sefer, Shas and Shiva's Toy Lishma, Simon Kivchov, somebody asked him a gewaldige kasha. There's a beferish shalucha in the Ramo, in Simon Sheen Lamedalad, that if a person by mistake was Machalal Shabbos B'shoigeg, what does he do? Writes the Ramo, he has to fast for 40 days, and he should give a certain amount, chai peshitim, certain amount of the stukah, which Mishabri explains that's the smallest amount which you can bring a korban for. The amount which it would cost you to buy a behemoth for korban, that amount you need to give for tzedakah. So ask somebody, the Ben Ish Chai, so what's going to be Losed Lovoi when Mashiach will come? He already was Makayim the Ramo. He fasted for 40 days. He gave tzedakah. Does he still need to bring a Korban Chatos Lo Usid Lovoi? writes the Ben Ish Chai that this halacha that Ramu writes comes from the Orchis Chaim, one of the Rishonim, who writes this. But despite this, Mikol Mukim Ein Zem Moil B'Mukim Chatos Mamish. It's still not the same as bringing a korban. For Afa Pi Shibis Manasa Ein Beis Hamikdash Buni, but Vaday Kashiyah Buna Beis Hamikdash Chayev Lahovi Chatos. V'Ray LeZefer Rabbi Shmuel Ben Lisha. Zok now the Ben Ish Chai. Of course, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Lisha, he gave money to Tzedakah after Shabbos to be mechapan. What happened? But yet he still wrote it down. Elavadai she'ein zemoyil b'mukim chatos mamish. The zelbe yisod vi the bedit shivaruv. The zelbe yisod vi sharei shiva. That although the Ramu gave us a seyidat shiva, how to be mechapan chilshav b'shoigig, fast for 40 days, give tzedakah, still writes the Ben Ish Chai, ein zemoyil b'mukim chatos mamish. It doesn't achieve the same thing mamish as if. However, we need to understand. The Bnei Yisoscha wrote a very strong lushan. It's a choiv gomer medina de gemura. Chivas Yad Eliyui writes very clearly, hadin din emes. Now I have a question. If this is taka ahalucha medina de gemura, why is it, it's not quoted, not in the Rambam, not in the Rif, not in the Rosh, not in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Ramu. In fact, this Ramu in Siman Shin Lamed Dalet, where the Ramu writes very clearly what a person should do if he was nichshel bechilel Shabbos b'shoigig, writes the Ramu, what you need to do im ova vechilel tzurch lis'anis arburim yoim sheini v'chamishti v'lo yishta yayin v'lo yoichel busa v'yitim b'mukim chatos yidchas b'shitim l'seduka. Here the Ramu should have added on, v'yichtov al pinkusoi lechshibunei samigdash uvichato shemeina. This is where the Ramu should have written it. And the Ramu doesn't say a word. Well, if it's such an obvious halucha, how come it's not brought down in the Rishonim and not in Torah, Shulchan Aruch and the Ramu? The Mogen Avraham does actually there in Sin Shin Lamed Dalet, he does actually mention it, but he mentions it in a very parvolution. He doesn't say that you should do this. He just mentions Isa b'Shabbos b'Echad of Aveira. There was a story in the Gemara Shabbos of somebody who was Oven Aveira Shechayev Ulechatos v'Kusav b'Pinkas, and he wrote it down. But the Mogen Avraham doesn't say v'Chein Nuchen Lasois v'Chein Surach Lasois. Nothing. He just tells us a Maaseh Shehoyah. There was one person in the Gemara. It seems to be that the Mogen Avraham was struggling with this. Nobody brings it down. So the Mogen Avraham didn't feel confident that one should say one has to. If it's a Beferish Gemara and Yima and a Shabbos, so of course it should be written in the Rishonim. If they didn't write it, so the Mogen Avraham mentions, but it doesn't say v'chein nuchen lasos. And if you look in the Hagdoma of the Torah, the Torah wrote a Hagdoma to his Sefer, where he writes, Chelik Rishon is all about the Seder Hayoim. I've written all the halachos, what to do, the Seder Hayoim. Chelik Beis is all about the halachos of Shabbos, what you can do, what you can't do. And he finishes off with these few words, Aval chiev chatos loy rotzisi laharich boy. I didn't want to write about Chiyuv Chatos. He doesn't explain why. He just mentions this as a fact. But if this is a Chiyuv to write it down, he should have mentioned, the Torah should have mentioned, that if a person was Nichshel in Aveira, he should write down to bring a Korban Chatos. And he's making here a disclaimer. You'll probably wonder, why is the Torah not mentioned it? He doesn't tell us why. But the fact is, Chiyuv Chatos loy rotzitzi lahar. I didn't want to speak about this. So, we need to again understand, we've got all these gedolim very, very clear, who they take on as a chiyuv gomer to write it down. So why is it we're not seeing people doing it? And why is it that the Shoinim and Torah Shulchan Aruch are not mentioning it? So, we have a mabit. Mabit in his Sefer Shah HaTeshiva. The Mabit was one of the very, very first Rishonim, the very beginning of the Tekifas. One of the first Achroinim. Tekifa, the very beginning of the Achroinim. He writes in his Sefer Beis Elokim Shah HaTeshiva, the end of Beis, as follows. He's speaking about Shiva. And he asks as follows. We know Shiva is Machapa on Ala Averis. So, Freik the Mabit, how can it be that Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayim, Shiva didn't work fully? You needed to bring a korban. So I see Shiva alone is not good enough, because you need to bring a korban. So if you need to bring a korban, how can it be that Bisman Azeh, Bisman Agulus, Shiva does work fully and is totally machapa? Munafshach. If it works fully, then we don't need the karbunas, even the time based on Migdish. If it doesn't work fully without the karbunas, how does it work with managulas? Writes the Mabit now this yesod. Lachain ani oima. I say as follows. When a person did an Aveira in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, avoinoi chome vegudoil Yoisa. That same Aveir which you do now, if you did that time Beis HaMikdash, that Aveir was much more serious. Why? Mitzat heyoisoi kemeyiz punem neged hashchina. It's a azis punem. You got the Beis HaMikdash. Shulish po'um and bashuna yeru kol zachicha kadech shibu liros kachbu leruis. Person went up to the Beis HaMikdash. He was zoicha kaviyocha to see the shchina. So when a person did an Aveir in Beis HaMikdash, it was much machoma. Not so, because she over shaloi befunov. When a person does an Aveir shaloi befunov, oi b'yoyse b'mista punim, many when it says punim, v'hi b'zmana gulis. That is the time of gulis. She'einu d'michen kol kach la'voidis Hashem v'yirusoi mitzad hester. Then the Aveira is not so chumma. So writes the Mabit, that's why today there is no Malkus and no Mises Bezdin, because the Aveiras today are not as chumma as the Aveiras Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. And then he adds on these words, V'lechach, therefore, Bisman HaBayis, Hoyetzurich Lehuvi Kapura Alavoinoi. If his man has there nowadays, imat shiva v'ksas yisirim shvum ulov, imachet hi chume yis kapa avoinoi. Mashkin, nowadays you get a full kapura without a korban. I see very clearly from the words of the Mabit. The Mabit is saying that when a person does an aveira bizman hagulis, he doesn't need to bring a korban. Because karbunas were only needed when the aveira was an aveira which was considered the azas punim. There's ashus hashchina, and you're doing an aveira, sigefelech azas punim. So it wasn't enough to do tshiva. You needed to have as well karbunas. Abe bizman azeh, which there isn't the ashus hashchina. There is a hester punim. So therefore, every aveira is not as serious as the time of Beis HaMikdash. We don't need to bring a korban. So therefore, there's no need to write it down.
But does he have to say that korban that they did? Does he have to say Parashas Chatos?
So we'll get to that. Comes Rabbi Yosef Engel in a Sefer Gilyoy Ne'ashas on the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, and he says he doesn't understand the Mabit. How can the Mabit say that Bizman Agulis, you don't need to bring a korban for the Aveiros because they're not so chumma, because it's managulis. I've got the Ferisha Gemura, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. He writes, he's going to bring Lusid Lovoi. So he obviously, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, there is a chiev to bring. And he asks from the second Gemura, Masechtas Yima, Ha'oich Chayle Bizman Azeh, has to Surach Sheikh Tevloshi. You have to write down the size of the Chaylev. And a blabba at Surach Iyan. We're going to come back to answer the kasha of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Oh, but this is the kasha of Rabbi Yosef Engel. With the Mabit, we can understand the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Ksibas and Daf Lamed Omed Aleph, Omer Rabbi Yosef, V'chein Tun Rabbi Chia, Miyoyim Shachol Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Afa Pi Shabotli Sanhedrin, even though there's no longer Sanhedrin, Arba Mises loy botli. But the Arba Mises were never botli. Freit the Gemura, loy botli? Ho botli? There's no Arba Mises today. Says the Gemura, no, din Arba Mises loy botli. The din, the punishment is still here. Says the Gemura, Mishn is chayv skila, somebody is chayv skila, oi neufel menagag, either he falls off a roof, oi chaya dosusoi, or a wild animal will kill him. Mishn is chayv srefa, oi neufel bedeleke, either Gnebuchadnezzar dies in a fire, oi nuchash makisha. And so on, the Gemura carries on. Freik toises akasha, how can the Gemura say that Bisman hagulis, din arba mises loy botli? Kusha freik toises, Chazin and Kama Ivaryunim. We see there are many Balei Aveira, Gefelech HaRishuim, for Oivde Avoid Kachuvim, and we know the people that Oivde Avoid Azura, Shemesim Al Mitoisom. They live a long life and they die on their beds. They didn't fall off a roof. They weren't devoured by wild animals. They didn't die in a fire. But these people are Oivde Avoid, which are Chaim Misa, and the words of the Din Arba Misa Lebotli. V'yesh loyma zuk toisves da al yedei teshiva hakodesh baruch meikel elif umim moichel legamra, that bisman hazeh the boy should be moichel them that av the misa if they did teshiva. Writes the Chasam Sofer that in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, if a person was oivin aveira for which there is a chi of misa, let's say he was machal Shabbos b'mezid, and the two Edim saw and they warned him. And it went by 50 years and 100 years. And this person became a Baal Shiva, has become the Grestet Tzaddik. And he's davening and learning. And now these two Edim turn up to Bezin. They say, we remember 100 years ago, we saw this fellow being Machal Shabbos. It won't help that this person has become the Gudel Hador. And he's a Tzaddik and he was fasting every Monday and Thursday. Because Shiva doesn't help to be Mevatel Oynish Bezdin of Misa. And there'll be Mechiv to kill him. Says the Chasam Sofer, but Bizman Hagulas, Teshiva does work. A person was Oivin Avei, for which is a Chi of Misa, and he did Teshiva. Shiva wipes the slate clean. Lechoira, this Gemura is a Raya to the Derech of the Mabit. That Bizman Amigdish, there's no way. Like Rabbeinu Yoina said, Shiva doesn't be mechapa totally. You still need the kapur of the karbunas. That's Bizman HaMikdash. But Bizman HaZeh, where the Aveiros aren't as serious as Bizman HaBeis HaMikdash, Shiva itself works. The Koshin Samagid, in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, says a gewaltige chiddush, that all the Aveiros which Yidna Oiver Bizman HaGulis have a din of Shoigeg. And this is the Pshat in the Pusik, Shiva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekhecho, Ki Koshalto Bavanecho. All the Aveiros are Bechina of a Michshoil. Roimus Alatsuris Bizman HaChorban, Shaoz Kiluni Kishikoyrim Mishigoyim. In this time of the Gulis, all Yidna are Nebuch like drunkards. Mikoyved achobim vatsuras v'redivus miyoyim liyoyim ad shenechshev lifnei aboyer bochi kol hu avoynes beisul kili usi shoygigim, as if they are a shoygig. And he quotes this from a Zoya HaKudosh. And this is be'etzem a Gemura. The Gemura in Erevin, in Daf Samachay Yom Adalef, Omer Rav Sheshis Meshim Rebbe Luzer Ben Azaria, Yuchoy Lani Liftas Kalu Oilem Kila Min Adin, Miyoyim Shechur of Beis Hamikdash Vad Achshav. Said Rebbe Luzer Ben Azaria, I can patter all the Aveiros which Yidden have done from the day of the Chom Beis Hamikdash until today. Why? Shenema Lechein Shimi Nozois Aniyo Veshikoyres Veloi Miyoyin. Klal Yisrael is called Ania. We're a poverty-stricken nation who are shikoyres. We're like drunkards. Or beveloi Miyoyin. There's a well-known Chazonish. Chazonish writes in Yoredeya in Simon Beis about the halucha of apikosim, meaning, which is the halucha of moiridim ve'ein ma'alim. Nira de'ein moiridim ele bizman shahashkechusa yizbuch gelia. This haluch only referred to when there was an open ashkucha. Kamoi bizman shoyin nisa mitzim in mashamish baskoil. V'tzadike ado tachas ashkucha prutis on his le'en kol. Zug the chasam soy, zug the nshuldik the chasonish. A bizman ha'helem, when there's unfortunately a hester punim, shenichrisu emine mindalis ho'om, then this is not, then doesn't apply. So therefore comes out from the words of the Mabit, and like we see here from the Koshetz HaMagid and the Chazon Ish and the Chasam Sofer and the Gemara in Erevin, that Averus in Mizman Hagulif are not categorized in the same way as the Averus Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaKayim, and they have a different category. But we still need to answer the Kasha of Rabbi Yosef Engel. As Rabbi Yosef Engel gefregt de gewaldige Kasha. The Chora from the Gemara, at the end of the day, from Rabbi Shul ben Elisha, that he said, Shibun Beis HaMikdash, Uvi Chata Shemayna, we see Nishtadoi. He felt he did have a chiv to bring a korban lusad lovoi, although this was something which happened in Bizman HaGulas. So there is a sefer called Tzemach Dovid, which was written again by one of the early Achroinim. His name was Rabbeinu Yosef ben Reb Dovid fin Sana Lokliki. Sana Lokliki. In Parshas Vayikra Omid Reish Yid Gimel, a very early Achron, he brings a Gemara in Menuchas, where the Gemara says in Daf Kif Yid, Kol ha'oisik b'toira eina tzurich loy oila v'loy chat v'loy mincha v'loy chatzis v'loy usham. How's the Gemara? Somebody learns Torah, he doesn't need any kabbunas. Freik the Tzemach Dovid, when is this Gemara speaking about? If we're speaking about Nizman HaBeis HaMikdash, Hazar Gvalti Gechidish, a person learns Torah, he doesn't need any kabbunas. How can this be? This is seeking the Torah, a person does Avair, he has to bring kabbunas. Come Chazal and say, nah, you learn Torah, how can this be? Elamai is speaking about Bizman HaGulis. Bizman HaGulis, we can't bring the kabbunas. So what does the Gemara say? Kol ha'oseh b'Torah, he doesn't need. We can't anyway bring. Zuk the Sefer Tzemach Dovid. The pshat from this Gemara is El Yeshloi Mahochi Koma Kol ha'oseh b'Torah Einoi tzurich oile afila acha sheyibune beis hamikdash. That somebody was oivin avera now Bizman HaGulis, which we see the halacha is as le'usid lovoi, you need to bring a korban. If you're oisik b'toira bizman agulis, ein oit surich la'oyle mincha l'chat la'ushim lusid lovoi. Lusid lovoi, you won't need to bring all these kabunas. L'zeh om ein oit surich k'loim afila shi'ibuna beis hamigdash. Because kivin shenis kapel lo'y achshav b'toira machma she'ein migdash, because now there is no beis hamigdash, and he got a kapura through learning toira. So therefore, Shivei Nechayiv Afila Achashibune. He won't need to bring a korban even l'usid lovoi. Alzoizuk the sefer Tzemach Dovid. Then he carries on. Say, but you're going to ask me, what's with Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? He avada did learn Torah, and yet he wrote down l'chashibune beis hamikdash ovi korban shemaina. So he says, it must be that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha levad usukain. He himself did so, Mishim Midas Chasidus. It was a Midas Chasidus. And with this, he answers another question. Because if you don't say so, if you say it's a Chi of Medina, Kusha Luma Lechaivoy Lecholudam Lasis Kain. Why don't we find this is a Chi for everybody to do so? We only found it about Rabbi Shul ben Elisha. We don't find anybody else. And Rabbi Shul ben Elisha should say everybody needs to do that. And the Gemara should say everyone needs to do that. Elamai, zuk this sefer Tzemach Dovid. I see that this is a midas chasidus of esnish kachiv of every person. So this sefer Tzemach Dovid fits in with the Mabit, although it's slightly different, because the Mabit said that a person doesn't have a bizman agulis, there is no chiv korban full stop, because bizman has to pun him, so therefore the ave is not so serious, which should warrant a korban. The Tzemach Dovid didn't say that. He says, even if you do an Avei Bizman HaGulis, you still got a Chiv Korban Lusid Lovoi. Now, if you learn Torah, Kala Oisik B'Toira, Demels, Einasruch La'oyle V'loy Mincha V'lechatz V'loy Usham. But Be'etzem a Chiv of bringing a Korban would be if you don't learn Torah. And according to the Tzemach Dovid, we have to simply say, which is a bit like Doichet, that when the Gemara Masech Des Yima said, Ha'oichel Chaylev Bizman HaZeh Tzurech Sheyichtev Loi Shiyah, we have to say Vata. Tzurich means Midas Chasidus, not like the Bnei Yisoscha wanted to say in Derech Pikadecho, that says Tzurich means there is a Chiv. So this is the Mahalach of the Tzemach Dovid. But I had a Kasha. on his words. According to what the Tzemach David is telling us, that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha wrote, No derech chassidus lifnim mishsadin the ovi chata shalema. It's a shtickel pele. You can't bring a korban chatas derech chassidus. Because if you haven't got a chiev to bring a korban chatas, you're not allowed to bring a chatas. A korban neduva, you can bring as a neduva. But a korban chatas, you can't. Which is why it's the state in the poskim that you shouldn't say by the Parshas Chatos, Yerusan Kili hi krafti korban chatos, if you don't know that you got to bring one. If you know you did an aveira, you were nichshel aveira chas shum, for which is a chi of chatos, then you should say Parshas Chatos, and you should say Yerusan she'ami azi ki'ili hi krafti. But if you stam saying it, then you shouldn't say ki'ili krafti chatos, because you're not allowed to bring a chatos as a. So l'choyer, this mahalach of the Sefer Semach David, that Shmuel Elisha did so derech Hasidus, l'choyer, it's a shved Sefer Shtein. However, there is a letter from the Chofetz Chaim. It's printed in Sefer Igrusim Ma'amurim from the Chofetz Chaim, Ma'amahe. It's a letter which he wrote a few years before his nifta, Tufresh Pei Zayin. And he was being mechazik Klal Yisrael in Shmira Shabbos. Someone has to be mechazik oneself in Shmira Shabbos. And he wrote a long letter. She was mafasim all over, and he speaks about this Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. And he quotes the Gemara, and he says, "Kedei leva inyan haksiva al pekusoi as bim amushel." I'm going to explain this Gemara with a mushel. He said a mushel that Reuven borrowed, let's say, £1,000 from Shimon, and Shimon goes up to Reuven and says to him, "You know, you borrowed from me £1,000." So if Reuven says, yes, I know I borrowed £1,000, I haven't forgotten, it's on my mind, I just haven't got the money at the moment, I haven't forgotten, I'm aware of it, thank you for reminding me, Shimon can walk away relaxed. He knows Reuven is taking it seriously, when he'll have the money, he'll pay him back. If, however, Reuven says to Shimon, I borrowed a few £1,000, don't know what you're talking about, no, not me, you got the wrong guy, then Shimon knows he's in trouble. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, with this mushel, we understand Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha happened a story. By mistake, he adjusted the light on Shabbos. What's happened has happened, but we need to ensure it doesn't happen again. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was worried. How am I going to make sure that it doesn't happen again? Therefore, he decided he's going to write down the Aveira which have Ani Elisha, Shmuel ben Elisha, Korisi, Vehitisi. He wrote down what he did wrong, and of Shibuna Beis Hamikdash, I'm going to bring a Korban Chatos. Vizei Kavanuso, Shakusa Val Pinkusa. This is what the Gemara means. Rutzaloim means to say, Shasom Ha'ovoi Negdoi Summit. He constantly had this in front of him. V'chol yomav hoyedoig im mitzta'ah. His whole life he was walking around mitzta'ah. Shema lo yutzadei choyva b'tshiva she'usa. Would appear from the Chofetz Chaim's words. The Chofetz Chaim, whether he meant that he taka literally wrote down, or he just had in front of his mind. But eich she'yiyah, the reason why he wrote it down wasn't really so much to remind him that Lusad Lova to bring a korban chatos. Rather, it was v'chatusi negdi sumid, that he should remember the whole time now what happened, that this shouldn't repeat itself. So this was the kavuna of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. As I zog the Chofetz Chaim, a very original pshat in this Gemara. Rabbi Chaim Falaji was one of the gedolei haposkim. In his Sefer Tshivas Lev Chaim, Chelik Aleph, Simon Lamed, has a longer tshiva all about this topic. Do we need to write down our Averis or not? And he quotes a Pusik in Sefer Yeshaya, in Perek Yud Aleph, where the Pusik speaks about Melech HaMashiach. V'yeitze choyte migeza Yishai, v'neze mesherushav Yifre, v'nocha ulav riach Hashem, riach chochma bina, riach eitze v'gvira, riach das v'yis Hashem, v'richa b'yis Hashem, and then says the Pusik these words. V'loi lemara einov yishpoit. Mashiach, the Melech HaMashiach, is not going to judge people lemara einov. V'loy le'mishna oznov yochiach. And he will not prove according to what he hears. Novos, says Rashi, ki b'chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bekir boy. From this chochmas Hashem, which he has inside him, yeda v'yovin, he will know automatically, mi zakai imi chayev. Nowadays, when there's a dispute between two people, they both need to come in front of the Dayan, in front of the Bezdin. Each side need to present their argument. The Dayunim need to listen, they need to hear, they need to work out, they need to understand, till they hopefully come to the correct maskuna. Mashiach won't need to listen, he won't need to look, he won't need to do anything. Chachmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekir Boy, he will know by himself who is Zakai and who is Chayav. Carries on Reb Chaim Falashi, and he quotes from one of the Rishonim, the Tashbats. Vim Yischayev Usham Tuli Oichatos. If a person did an Aveir for which is a Chayev Usham Achatos, Keshi Yebuna Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, Melech HaMoshiach Hiyoyre Chatuim Badurech. Don't worry, we'll have a very good advisor, we'll have very good Rebbe Lusid Luvai, the Melech HaMashiach, he will tell everybody what they need to do, whether they do need to bring a korban, or they don't need to bring a korban. If it's manazeh, nowadays, until Mashiach comes, yekabel ulov taniyos, you should just be makabel towns like we saw in the Ramu, kedin ha'oiva al chayvei krisis. So Freik Reb Chaim Valaji, why didn't the Tashbat say that you need to write down on your pinkas whether you have to bring a korban chatos or not? The Tashbat says that if you got a chiv to bring a korban usha machatos, when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, Mashiach will tell us then. Just but in the time being, just you should fast. Why didn't the Tashbat say this? And also write it down that you can know you'll be able to speak to Mashiach and you come to Mashiach and tell him, I think I need to bring a korban machatos. I think I need to bring a korban usha. Says Zuk Reb Chaim Falashi, well, this is what the pusik is telling us. That Melech HaMashiach is loy lemara ein av yishpot loy lemishma ozn av yachich. We don't need to go up to the Melech HaMashiach and to tell him, you know, I'll need to speak to you a few minutes. It happened this and this thing once happened, and I think I might have a chiv to bring a korban, so I want to speak it over with you. We don't need to tell him anything. He will know better than all of us whether we need or we don't need to. And therefore, there's no need to write it down. You don't need to write it down. We're going to come and tell Melech HaMashiach what to do. He doesn't need us to tell him. The Melech HaMashiach tell us what to do. Fitos of Chaim Falaji, and me, despite this, Leo's toiv, it's still a good eitzah. Yesh al chaludam lichtov al pinkusoy, he should still write it down. Why? Shenem avachatusi negdi summit. The same thing as the Chovetz Chaim. Vachatusi negdi summit, a person should always remember his aveiros, so don't just forget about it. Well, I'll leave it till Mashiach comes. I don't need to worry about it. Chas v'shulam, a person was over an aveira, write it down and just have it in front of you. And as I state in Sefer Chasidim, in Ois Chof Aleph, the Chasidim or Rishonim, hoy koisim be'igeres avoyneseim, k'day that they should do tshiva. L'fich ha'toiv l'koisun l'kai ma'ashenema, v'chatusi negdi summit. Huh? No, nothing to do with the Kol. The Chovetz Chaim said that very clearly. It's an Eitzah of Tshiva, how to be Vachatusi Nagdi Sumit. Okay, so therefore, what's Kimdos now, from the Mabit, and from all these other Makoris, the Tzemach Dovid and so on, and the Pashas from the Chovetz Chaim, that Bizman Agulis, we don't need to bring a Korban, Lucid Luvoi, of an Aveir, which we did Bizman Hagulis. But we still do really need to answer the kasha of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel gefreit the gewaldige kasha. How can the Mabit possibly say that for an Aveir of Bizman Hagulis is no korban when we have the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? So the Tzemach Dovid addressed that question. And he wanted to say that, like we said, that was a Lefnim Mishiris Adin. We could explain this further and as follows. And I don't understand why Rabbi Yosef Engel didn't answer this question himself, because it's so pushed, the answer. It's a pale by me that Rabbi Yosef Engel didn't answer this question, didn't answer himself. The Mabit said, the reason why you don't bring a korban on Aveira Bizman HaGulis is because one doesn't see the Hashuas Hashchina. So therefore, the Aveira isn't as a Aziz Punim in the same way as an Aveira which was committed Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim. That we understand. And that's what the Chazon Ish tells us as well. But that could be, holds true, only for those people who were born after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a Kohen Gadol who used to go Lifnai v'Lifnim on Yom HaKodesh and do the Avodah. He was somebody who was Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Hayakayim. So he was a person who had been Zoicha to these Gewaldige Madregas of Hashruz Hashchina and so on. So it's true that Aveira happened after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But he was somebody who had been in the time of Beis HaMikdash, and he'd done that void in the Beis HaMikdash. So it could be Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, he didn't have the same category as somebody who's born who'd never been in the Beis HaMikdash. He's never seen it. We've only seen that Storah's Purim. We've never seen the Yad Hashem, Geliyah, Emifisemes, in the way that those people did who were in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was different. And I want to take this just one stage further. We all know the Mishnah in Masechtas Sikkah, where the Gemara says in Masechtas Sikkah that if it rains on Sikkahs, Mushloi Mushal Lemu Hadova Doima, Le'eved Shabu Limzo Kois Lerabboi, V'shufach Loi Kitoin Alpunov. Says the Gemara in Tafchov Chesum Abeis, Dehaini Shufach Loi Rabboi Kitoin Alpunov, V'omaloi Iefshi Beshemishach. If it rains on Sikkahs, so the Boishim says, I don't want your mitzvah, I don't want you to sit in the Sikkah. Freik the Kozhelov Agun in his Sefer Eretz Svi in Pashas Beshalach into Santa Kasha. We have a klal. Chazal tell us as follows: Chushav udam lasos mitzvah venenas, mala ulavakusiv keili usa. Freik the kosherlov agun, and the poskim and the swum alera shraben mala ulav. It's a mala. When a person does a mitzvah, so the mitzvah is only as good as only shulem as he did it with all the kavonas. But if you were oinus, you wanted to perform a mitzvah and you were able, then it's mala ulav. It's ke'ilu you're mekayem the mitzvah on the greatest level. So you don't have to feel upset if you're an oinus and you weren't able to do a mitzvah. Pink forget. Ma'al olav akusav. As we say, in ona shir gedoylim. Freik de kosherlov agun. L'choyre, why is that gemura not a stira to this gemura in Masechta the Sikkah? A person was sitting in the Sikkah and it rains. It's shuvach loy kitna punav. And state in the gemura, you should go out the Sikkah b'hachnua. The boy should be saying, I'm not happy with you. Vishtimtis with Nenas Malav Kila Usa. Zug the Kozhelov Agun, there's a difference what type of oinus. A person was going on the way to the Sikkah, let's say. It's Lel, the first night Sikkah, he's walking to the Sikkah. Nebuch, he fell down, he broke his leg, he had to go to hospital, he was the whole of Yontif in hospital. He wasn't in the Sikkah once. He was an oinus. The Sikkah's standing, the Sikkah's fine. This person, he is an oinus. He's an oinus. That's when the Gemara tells us, Chushav lasus mitzvah venenus layusa, mala ula vakusav ki'ila usa. That's when the mitzvah is there, the oinus is in him. Here, the Gemara Masechta Sikkah speaking about, the person is here. The oinus is in the chefza de mitzvah. The Boishim has taken away the Sikkah. There is no Sikkah. Boishim took away the Sikkah. That's a bad simon. This is shufach loy kitten al punu oima e efshi loy beshimishach. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a koyen gudel bizman shabbeis hamikdash hoyakayim. He went to the avoida. He was nechus fly from him. Suddenly the boyshim took away the beis hamikdash. The boyshim said, e efshi beshimishach. I don't want you to bring the kabunas anymore. I don't want the kabunas. So what do you say? Ah, Echoba Eitzah, you know, I can prove to you that saying the Karbunas doesn't work because Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Vada, he did say Pashas HaKarbunas, and yet he still wrote down on his pinkas L'chashibun beis hamikdash ovi kolben chat shemena. No, it could be Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha never said Parshas Hagbunas. You know why? Because what does saying Parshas Hagbunas achieve? Saying Parshas Hagbunas achieves that Ma'ala Ulav Ke'ila et Makigrin the Kabunas. That's good for us who were born after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, he viewed himself. He used to bring Kabunas Bepoil. And now the Moshe said, I don't want you to bring me any more Kabunas. So what's he going to do? I Chaba Chochma, Chaba Eitza. I'm going to go on and say Parshas HaKabunas. Or say the Ben Ishchai. I'm going to give Sedukah. This is like Kabunas. I'm going to fast. I'm going to do all the things which are like Kabunas. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha understood that Rabbi Nishon doesn't want him to do avoid the HaKabunas. So it's very possible Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha didn't do anything which is considered ke'ila it could bring the kom. Because at Fishtanen, the Rabbi Shmuel doesn't want that now. So therefore, to come back to the original kasha, Rabbi Yosef Engel wanted to say, Achabarai keginam abit, from this Gemura, that you see that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha had to write down on his pinkus, we can't bring a raya from Rabbi Shmuel to later generations. This was Dafke Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who was a kohen tzad beis hamikdash. He understood the boshes from Efshila b'shemishach. But this doesn't apply to us nowadays.
But how come Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha himself is saying that the Efshila said he doesn't want me to bring korma, but the rest of us since then cannot say the same thing?
Yeah, because since he was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Boishim took away the Beis HaMikdash, so the Boishim is saying to Rabbi Shimon Elisha, "Efshi b'shemishach, I don't want you to bring more kabbunas." So he was honest. He couldn't do anything.
But the same logic that he applied to himself, because he needs to go away from future generations.
No, the Boishim. Chazal say kol nivna b'yomav kile nechrav b'yomav emes chazal zugendus, but we understand it's not the same as somebody was alive in the time based on English. The Boishim took it away from him. It's not the same as us, who we were never in the time of the Beis Hamikdash Bepoil. So for us, there's an eight, so we can say Parshas Hakabunas. So therefore, again, just to summarize finally, the shala was, if somebody is over an Aveira B'shoigig, for which there's a Chiyuv Chatos, does he have to write down, is there a Chiyuv to write down on his pinkus that he has to bring a Korban? So the Parshas HaGemur in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, Rabbi Shmuel Elisha, it seems that there is. And the Bnei Yisoscha writes it's a Choyv Gumer, Medina de Gemura. We have the Shloh HaKudosh that writes that you have to. The Sharet Shiva quotes the Chivas Yad Eliyui, it's a Din Emes, it's a Toisus in Mesechtes Shvius in Daf Chovov Madalev, it's a Tzfas Emes in Yima in Daf Pei. That seems to be the Pashtus. On the other hand, if it's a Befeisha Gemura, why is it not quoted in the Rishonim, not in the Rambam, not in the Rosh, not in the Rif, not in the Tor, not in the Shulchan Aruch, and Nishnodeim Nochmeh, the Ramu tells us what to do if you are Nechshul B'Shoigig B'Shabbos. Says Ramu, fast 40 days, give Chai Pshit in the Stukah. He should have mentioned it in the Ramu and write down your pinkus. I see, Lechoyre, that you don't have to. And although the Mugen Avrum quotes that Rabbi Shmuel Elisha did, he doesn't write V'chein Nuchen Lasos, which is why the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who always quotes the Mugen Avrum, here, he doesn't mention the Mugen Avrum, and nor does the Mishnah Brira either then, Simon Shin Lamadal, either mention the Mugen Avrum. And it would see, the Hezbe is, like the Mabit says, and the Koshut Samagit says, and the Chasam Soifer says, that Bizman Hazeh, when a person does an Avera B'Shoigig, the Avera isn't Chumah in the same way as Bizman HaMikdash, that it warrants a Korban, and therefore it's only considered a lesser Avera. The Boishim Zol Taka Helfen, Zol Allah Zoychazam Bekurev, to see Bebinyan Beis HaMikdash, B'mheirev Yomeini, V'shom Navodcha B'yirach, Me'oila, Mechashunin Kadmoy Niyois, Omen Kenyirutzai.